When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once upon a time, in a distant corner of England, there was a mysterious forest that had been the source of strange tales and legends for generations. This forest was known as Rendlesham Forest, and it was a place of mystery and enigma. On December 26th, 1980, a series of incredible events occurred in this remote woodland that would later become known as the Rendlesham Forest Incident. On that fateful night, military personnel from a nearby airbase witnessed strange lights in the sky and headed into the forest to investigate. What they encountered in the darkness of the woods has been the source of much debate and speculation ever since. Reports speak of alien-like creatures, lights in the sky, and strange markings found in the soil. The most astounding part of the night, however, was that the personnel who witnessed these events later experienced missing time. The Rendlesham Forest incident has been a topic of debate and wonder ever since, doing little to clarify the situation. But no matter what the truth behind the incident is, Rendlesham Forest will remain a place of mystery and intrigue in the minds of those who dare to enter. The mysterious and puzzling UFO case of the Rendlesham Forest incident has captivated minds for decades, leaving many to wonder what truly happened in the forest on that cold December day. It all began in the early morning hours of December 26th, 1980, near a small rural town called Rendlesham in Suffolk, England. At approximately 3 a.m., the night sky was suddenly lit up by a strange, bright light. The light moved erratically, causing the nearby RAF Bentwaters and Woodbridge Air Force bases to go on alert. At the time, Bentwaters Air Base was under the control of the United States Air Force, while the Woodbridge base was still under British control. After several minutes, the light descended into the nearby Rendlesham Forest, and the base immediately sent out a security patrol to investigate. The first to arrive on the scene was the deputy base commander, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Holt. He was accompanied by a team of three security patrol officers, Airman First Class John Burroughs, Airman First Class Edward Cabinsag, and Airman First Class Jim Penniston. As they entered the forest, the group noticed that the trees around them had been burned, and the ground was strangely imprinted with a triangular pattern. The group then proceeded to follow the path of the light until they came upon a glowing object in a clearing. The object was an oval-shaped craft, approximately 3 meters high, with a bright red light on the top and blue light on the bottom. It made no sound and seemed to be hovering in midair. The group approached the craft and noticed that it had strange symbols on the side, which seemed to be a type of writing. Penniston moved closer and touched the craft, at which point the symbols began to glow brighter. He then felt a static charge coming from the craft, and he began to experience a series of strange images flashing through his mind. Penniston later claimed that he had received a type of telepathic message from the craft. However, the rest of the group was interrupted by a loud noise coming from the sky, and they quickly returned to the base. Afterwards, Holt made an audio recording of the incident, which he later sent to the Ministry of Defense. On the following night, the UFO returned and was claimed to be seen by a number of military personnel, including the deputy base commander, who described it as being metallic in appearance and triangular in shape. Several military personnel, including airmen and a security team, reported seeing the UFO on the second night of the incident. Some described it as having a red light and a haze around it, while others said that it was diamond-shaped and rotating. The UFO was also seen by several civilians, including a local farmer and his family. As the days passed by, more and more people reported seeing the strange lights in the sky. Some claimed that the objects were clearly some kind of craft, while others described them as glowing orb-like objects. The lights seemed to be moving in ways that were not possible for any known aircraft, and many people were convinced that they were witnessing a UFO. Over the course of several nights, groups of military personnel reported seeing the strange lights, and some even claimed to have encountered the objects up close. They described seeing strange symbols or markings on the objects, and some even claimed to have experienced physical effects such as burns or temporary paralysis. These effects were often described as temporary and were said to have resolved on their own within a short period of time. Here are a few of the physical effects that were reported by some of the witnesses. Burns. Some of the witnesses reported experiencing burns on their skin after coming into contact with the strange objects or lights. These burns were said to be painful and were often accompanied by a strange smell. Temporary paralysis. Some of the witnesses reported feeling temporarily paralyzed after seeing the strange objects or lights. They described feeling unable to move or speak, and some even claimed to have experienced a feeling of being dragged or sucked towards the objects. Nausea. Some of the witnesses reported feeling nauseous or dizzy after seeing the strange objects or lights. These symptoms were often accompanied by a feeling of disorientation or confusion. Headaches. Some of the witnesses reported experiencing headaches after seeing the strange objects or lights. These headaches were often described as severe and were accompanied by a feeling of pressure or a ringing in the ears. It's important to note that these physical effects were reported by only a small number of the witnesses to the Rendlesham Forest incident, and it is not clear whether they were related to the objects or lights that were seen. A number of civilians, including a local farmer and his family, also reported seeing the UFO. Some described it as having a dome top with a glowing body, while others said that it was shaped like a perfect cone. There were several eyewitnesses to the Rendlesham Forest incident who didn't feel any physical effects during the phenomenon, but shared some words about their experience. Here are a few quotes from some of the witnesses. "I have never seen anything like it in my life. It was a bright light, like a laser beam, coming down through the trees. It was moving around, and then it vanished," said Sergeant Jim Peniston, one of the primary witnesses to the incident. Sergeant Adrian Bastenza, another primary witness, said, "I saw a glowing object in the sky. It was red and green, and it was moving erratically. It seemed to be hovering above the trees, and then it just disappeared." Staff Sergeant Larry Warren, another witness to the incident, claims, "I saw a bright light in the sky, and then I saw a strange craft hovering above the trees. It had flashing lights, and it seemed to be moving in ways that were not possible for any known aircraft. I was terrified, and I ran back to the base as fast as I could." Claiming to have seen a little more detail than most, Sergeant John Burroughs stated, "I saw a bright light in the sky, and then I saw a triangular-shaped craft hovering above the trees. It had strange symbols on it, and it was making a strange humming sound. It was like nothing I had ever seen before." As they approached, they saw a bright white light silently explode, and then a red, oval, sun-like object appear in the clearing. The object lifted up through the trees and shot back towards the coast, leaving the witnesses stunned and perplexed. Over the years, Burroughs has struggled to make sense of what he saw that night. Since then, he has published a book, Weaponization of an Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, in which he outlines his theory that the incident was caused by experiments in harnessing an energy field in the forest. He believes that the lighthouse near the base was emitting electromagnetic frequencies towards the forest, and that the object he saw was some sort of energy or plasma which could be a form of intelligence. As the years passed, the Rendlesham Forest incident continued to gain attention and fuel speculation about the possibility of extraterrestrial life. Some even claimed that the government was covering up the truth about the UFO sighting. Despite the lack of concrete evidence, The incident remained a hot topic in popular culture, appearing in documentaries and books about the paranormal. Despite the many theories and accounts surrounding the incident, the true nature of what happened in Rendlesham Forest on that cold December night remains a mystery. Some believe it was a genuine UFO sighting, while others are convinced it was simply a misunderstanding or a hoax. Regardless of the truth, the Rendlesham Forest incident remains a tantalizing and enduring mystery. The Rendlesham Forest incident has been the subject of numerous books, articles, and documentaries. Many people still wonder what really happened on that fateful night. What was the true nature of the objects and the events that took place in the forest? And how did the cultural and historical context of the time shape the way that people perceived and understood the incident? Here's some insight. Cold War tensions. The Rendlesham Forest incident took place during the height of the Cold War, a period of intense political and military tension between the United States and the Soviet Union. The incident occurred at a U.S. Air Force base in Suffolk, England, and many people speculated that the strange objects and lights seen in the sky were somehow related to the ongoing conflict. Some even suggested that the objects were Soviet spy planes or experimental weapons. Popular culture. The Rendlesham Forest incident has been a source of fascination for many people, and it has played a role in popular culture over the years. It has been the subject of numerous books, articles, and documentaries, and it has been featured in TV shows and movies about the paranormal. The incident has also inspired works of fiction, including novels and video games. Belief in extraterrestrial life. For many people, the Rendlesham Forest incident is seen as evidence that we are not alone in the universe. These people believe that the strange objects and lights seen in the sky were extraterrestrial in nature, and they point to the incident as evidence of the existence of intelligent life beyond Earth. Overall, the Rendlesham Forest incident is a complex and enduring mystery that has been shaped by a variety of cultural and historical factors. The Rendlesham Forest incident also had an impact on the relationships between the witnesses and the community. Some of the witnesses reported feeling ostracized or ridiculed by their peers, and many of them struggled to come to terms with their experiences. Some of the witnesses also reported experiencing harassment or intimidation from people who were skeptical of their accounts. One of the most well-known aspects of the Rendlesham Forest incident is the involvement of military personnel in the sightings. Many of the witnesses were high-ranking officers or experienced pilots, which has added credibility to their accounts of the events. However, the military's response to the incident has also been a source of controversy and speculation. Some people have questioned the credibility of the military's official explanation for the incident, which attributed the sightings to a series of natural phenomena such as a meteorological balloon or a misidentified lighthouse beam. Others have suggested that the military may have covered up the true nature of the incident or actively participated in a hoax. There are a number of skeptics who believe that the Rendlesham Forest incident was not a genuine UFO encounter, but rather a misidentified natural phenomenon or a hoax. Some of the arguments put forward by skeptics include lack of physical evidence. Despite the numerous eyewitness accounts of the UFO sightings, there is no concrete physical evidence, such as photographs or videos, to support the claims. Contradictory accounts. The witness accounts of the UFO sightings are often contradictory, with some people describing the UFO as cone-shaped and others describing it as triangular. This inconsistency raises questions about the reliability of the eyewitness testimony. Military involvement. The UFO sightings occurred near a military airbase, and many of the witnesses were military personnel. This has led some skeptics to suggest that the UFO sightings were part of a military experiment or training exercise. Psychological factors. Some skeptics believe that the UFO sightings may have been the result of psychological factors, such as mass hysteria or the influence of popular culture. Natural explanations. Some skeptics have proposed natural explanations for the UFO sightings, such as misidentified aircraft or celestial bodies. Overall, skeptics argue that there is insufficient evidence to support the claim that the Rendlesham Forest incident was a genuine UFO encounter, and that alternative explanations are more likely. There are varying accounts of what physical evidence was collected at the Rendlesham Forest incident. Some reports claim that radiation levels were higher than normal at the site of the UFO sightings, and that broken branches and other physical damage were found in the forest. Others say that no significant physical evidence was found. One piece of physical evidence that has been widely discussed in relation to the Rendlesham Forest incident is a piece of metal with unusual markings that was allegedly found at the site. The metal has never been conclusively identified, and its existence and significance have been disputed. It is worth noting that the investigation into the Rendlesham Forest incident was not thorough and was not conducted by an official UFO research organization, so it is possible that important physical evidence was not properly documented or has been lost over time. The incident was not made public until several years later, when one of the witnesses, Larry Warren, went public with his story. According to Warren, he and other military personnel observed strange lights in the sky and a craft of unknown origin in the forest. Warren has said that he and others approached the craft and saw humanoid figures inside it. He has also claimed that he and the other witnesses were subjected to a debriefing and were told to keep quiet about the incident. Here are a few quotes from Larry Warren about his experiences.
"I saw a craft that was, I would say, about 50 feet in diameter and probably about 20 feet high. It was triangular in shape and had blue and white lights on the bottom of it and red and white lights on the top of it. I saw humanoid figures inside the craft. I didn't see their faces, but I saw their silhouettes. We were told that it was a top secret military experiment, and that if we talked about it, we could be imprisoned or killed."
When the incident was reported in the media, it received a great deal of attention and became a popular topic of discussion. Some people were skeptical of the reports and did not believe that the witnesses had actually seen a UFO. Others were more open to the possibility that the incident involved extraterrestrial activity. In the years since the incident, Warren has spoken publicly about his experiences and has written a book about the incident titled Left at East Gate, a first-hand account of the Rendlesham Forest UFO incident, its cover-up, and investigation. He has also appeared on television programs and in documentaries discussing the incident. In his book, Warren describes what he saw in the forest and the events that followed the UFO sightings, including the debriefing he and the other witnesses were subjected to. He also discusses the cover-up that he believes took place in the aftermath of the incident, and the efforts he and others have made to investigate and publicize the case. One source of controversy surrounding the book is the question of the veracity of Warren's claims. Some people who have read the book have found it to be a compelling and convincing account of the UFO incident, while others have been more skeptical of Warren's claims and have suggested that the incident was a hoax or a misidentification of a natural or man-made phenomenon. Another source of controversy is the question of whether the incident described in the book actually took place as Warren describes it. Some people believe that the UFO sightings and the events that followed were genuine, while others are convinced that the incident was fabricated or significantly exaggerated. There have also been debates about the motivations behind the publication of the book and the accuracy of the information it presents. Some people have accused Warren of fabricating or exaggerating his story in order to profit from the book, while others have defended him and his account of the incident. There have been many other news reports about the Rendlesham Forest incident over the years, including television news segments, radio interviews, and online articles. The incident has also been the subject of several documentaries, books, and other media. The Rendlesham Forest incident, which took place in 1980, remains one of the most perplexing and controversial events in the history of UFO sightings. While some people believe that it was a genuine encounter with an extraterrestrial spacecraft, others think that it was a hoax or a misidentified natural phenomenon. The lack of concrete evidence and the conflicting accounts of the witnesses have only fueled the speculation and debate surrounding the incident. Despite the various theories that have been proposed, it seems that we may never know the true nature of what happened in Rendlesham Forest. The military's reluctance to release information has only served to deepen the mystery. Whether it was a UFO, a military experiment, or something else entirely, the case serves as a reminder of the power of human perception and the potential for strange and unexplained events to occur. In conclusion, the Rendlesham Forest incident remains a subject of intense fascination and speculation. It is a testament to the enduring human desire to understand the unknown and to seek answers to the mysteries of the universe. While we may never know the truth about what happened in that forest, the case will continue to captivate the public imagination and inspire further research and investigation.